Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am Ian, Owen, O-W-E-N, Mastrocola, M-A-S-T-R-O-C-O-L-A. Owen Mastrocola is a 52-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/30/21 period. He was on the back of a truck that hit a dip in the road. Period. He held on to it with his right hand and injured the right arm. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn pectoral muscle. Period. This was repaired surgically on two occasions. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Mastrocola alleges he held onto the truck to avoid falling and injured his right arm and shoulder on 4/30/21. Period. Medical records show he was seen by Atlantic Care Occupational Health on 5/3/21. Period. He related the mechanism of injury and indicated he had not had any interim treatment. Period. He was diagnosed with the right biceps muscle tear, common contusion of the forehead, comma, abrasion of the right eyelid and periocular area, comma, and shoulder strain. Period. He was advised in bacitracin ointment for his abrasions. Period. X-rays showed no fracture or dislocation. Period. However, there was degenerative sparing at the AC joint with possible AC joint widening. Period. He also evidently had undergone surgery in the past based upon this x-ray. Period. He quickly was referred for an MRI and orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph on 5/6/21. He came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Frankel, F-R-A-N-K-E-L. Period. His assessment was adhesive capsulitis, comma, impingement, comma, long head biceps tendon, comma, and probable rotator cuff tear. Period. He recommended continued sling immobilizer and concurred with the recommendation for an MRI of the right shoulder. Period. This study was done on 5/21/21 to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. Frankel on 5/24/21 to review these results. Period. On that occasion, Mr. Mastrocola stated he had left greater than right anterior chest wall pain and deformity. Period. He did not want to bring it to the doctor's attention previously because he thought it was just bruised at the same time of his original injury. Period. Although the original assessment involved his right shoulder, now it is clear he has more pain and deformity of his left anterior chest wall than he does to the right. Period. Dr. Frankel then diagnosed presumed pectoralis major tendon disruption bilaterally. Period. He recommended further dedicated radiographic studies. Period. New paragraph on 6/5/21, an MRI of the chest was done to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Frankel reviewed these results with him on 6/7/21. Period. He referred the petitioner to a shoulder subspecialist for anticipated right pectoralis tendon repair, since this was ruptured with retraction on the latest MRI. Period. New paragraph. He did come under the shoulder subspecialist care of Dr. Pepe beginning 6/18/21. Period. He Diagnosed acute right complete pectoralis major tear and left shoulder partial pectoralis major tear. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period on 6/30/21. Surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively. Period. MRI of the chest with attention to the left pectoralis was done on 7/14/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, Dr. Pepe monitored his progress concurrent with physical therapy. Period. An MRI of the chest was done on 10/23/21 compared to a study of 7/14/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 1/13/22, Dr. Pepe performed right shoulder pectoralis major repair with allograft augmentation. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right shoulder recurrent pectoralis major rupture. Period. He was followed by Dr. Pepe through 6/24/22. Period. Exam found atrophy from the chronicity of his injury. Period. The deltoid is firing and the tendon is palpable, although he does have atrophy from the chronicity. Period. Shoulder motion is improving. Period. He was to continue formal physical therapy for another 4 weeks. Period. At that time, it was anticipated he would be at MMI in the next 2 to 3 months. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed dirt under his fingernails. Period. There were abrasions on the fingers on the right, secondary to a hammer that he stated. Period. Inspection revealed healed surgical scarring anteriorly at the shoulder/upper arm, measuring 5.5 inches in length with no signs of infection. Period. Right shoulder abduction and flexion were to 90 degrees with external rotation to 50 degrees, all with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to L1 and on the left to T11. Manual muscle test was -/5 for resisted right hand grasp and elbow flexion. Period. Was breakaway for resisted right shoulder abduction and 4+/5 for resisted shoulder external rotation. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5. Period. There was moderate tenderness to palpation anteriorly about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers, he had positive near, comma, Hawkins, comma, empty can, comma, cross-arm reduction, comma, and aptly scratch tests on the right, which were negative on the left. Cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions. When pushing against resistance using his pectoralis muscles on the right, there was mild weakness. Period. Impressions on 4/30/21. Owen Restricola prevented himself from falling off of a truck by holding onto it with his right arm. Period. He was seen at occupational health on 5/3/21 and was initially diagnosed with a sprain. Period. He had a shoulder MRI on 5/21/21 to be inserted, but he also came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Frankel, who treated him conservatively. Period. He also was seen by Dr. Pepe and submitted to surgery on 6/30/21 to be inserted. Period. He followed up postoperatively and had ongoing issues. Period. Additional diagnostic studies were performed, including MRI of the chest on 6/5/21 and 10/23/21, and MRI of the chest and left pectoralis on 7/14/21. Period. Dr. Pepe performed a second surgery on 1/13/22. Period. Mr. Mastrocola participated in physical therapy again post-operatively. Period. Paragraph, the current exam found there to be decreased range of motion about the right shoulder associated with decreased strength. Period. There was no outright atrophy. period, several provocative maneuvers elicited tenderness, period. He was tender to palpation anteriorly about the right shoulder, period. There were no substantive outward signs of pectoralis tear. Period. He was able to remove his t-shirt utilizing his left arm overhead. Period. In paragraphs, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the right arm. Period. This is the orthopedic residuals of pectoralis major tear, repaired surgically on two occasions. Period. I've been advised that he was released from care in October 2022. Period. And that is the end.